This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities continue trying to restore electricity and water after recent bombardments from Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
Excited Parisians. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that the main priority at the moment was bringing back power to all of Ukraine. The key task of today, as well as other days of this week, is energy. The president went on to say that half of those who lost power have now had it restored. Zelensky met the following day with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo.
What we see is that Russia is turning on your population, is turning on your infrastructure, is putting your population in the cold and without water. And that is why it is important for us to stand here and to stand here today.
I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country's ultimate goal is to possess the world's most powerful nuclear force as he promoted dozens of military officers involved in the recent launch of the North's largest ballistic missile. The announcement comes after Kim inspected a test of the country's new Hwasong-17 intercontinental ballistic missile and pledged to counter U.S. nuclear threats with nuclear weapons. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a televised address has praised paramilitary volunteers tasked with quashing dissent. Meanwhile, pro-reform Iranian news site said Saturday that 140 ophthalmologists have expressed concern over a rising number of people blinded after being shot by security forces with metal pellets. Khamenei met with the paramilitary group and reiterated unsupported claims that the mass anti-government protests are a foreign plot devised by the U.S. to destabilize Iran. This is VOA News. The government of Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuelan opposition broke a political stalemate Saturday with a broad social accord, and the U.S. government responded by allowing a major U.S. oil company to resume operations in Venezuela. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The accord heralded a potential easing of the economic and political crisis in Venezuela. It paves the way for the United Nations to oversee a trust fund of frozen assets of the Maduro government to be used for a variety of social projects in the South American country. The agreement, which ended 15 months of stalemate between the two sides, potentially could ease a massive flow of refugees from Venezuela throughout the region. The humanitarian agreement calls for a yet-to-be-established UN trust to finance programs related to education, health, food security, flood response, and electricity.
That's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. Protests against China's strict zero-COVID policies resurfaced in Shanghai and Beijing Sunday afternoon, continuing a round of demonstrations that have spread across the country since a deadly apartment fire in the northwestern city of Urumqi. A crowd stood and filmed as police started shoving at people who had gathered in the street in Shanghai and shouted, "We don't want PCR tests, we want freedom." Since Friday, people have held protests across China, where street demonstrations are extremely rare, but anger and frustration have flared over the deaths and from the fire in an apartment building in Urumqi that a public believes was caused by excessive lockdown measures that delayed rescue. A list on social media showed that there were demonstrations in 50 universities. Rescuers continue digging through mud for a second day in the search for people missing following an enormous landslide on the Italian resort island of Ischia. One body was recovered Saturday, and about a dozen people, including children, are reported missing in the port town. They were feared buried under mud and debris that firefighters said was 6 meters deep in some places. Small bulldozers were being used to clear debris, and Italian media said digging was continuing by hand in some places and that the teams of divers had been brought in. The massive landslide before dawn on Saturday was triggered by an exceptional rainfall. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.